What's going on, guys? This is Michael Barayev with Spitting Fire. Today is episode number 33. And today, as you guys know, every single Monday, all we do is spit fire in nothing but the truth. All right. So today we're going to talk about, for all you sales guys out there, for all you hustlers, for all you ambitious guys, okay, how to sell a product or a service. There's actually a lot of ways, but I'm going to talk about 8 ways today that are going to help you to sell a product or a service. Now, some of you guys may be a little bit lazy, maybe uninspired, maybe unmotivated right now to go sell your product or sell your service. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't start to get that top line, if you don't start to get that top line in, which is the revenue, which is the sales, you will never be successful in any business. I don't care what you're selling. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what job you're in. Every single job does sales. If you're a janitor, you are selling your service. If you are an accountant, you are selling your service. If you don't actually provide value to the company, they're going to say deuces to you. Does that make sense? So at the end of the day, you're always selling a product or a service. You're always doing that because that's what companies need. They need more revenue. And for you to actually create revenue, you need to sell something, whether it's your service, whether it's your time, whether it's your energy, whether it's your ideas, whether it's your knowledge. At the end of the day, that's what you need to do. So today we're going to talk about 8 ways to actually get that done. The number one, which is actually the one that nobody wants to do, is knock on doors in an assigned area and create impulse in customers and close them deals, okay? That is pretty much what my company does. Excuse me. My company, Barayev Marketing, all we do is get big contracts from big organizations, big companies, okay? A lot of them you probably know. Some of you guys are using their services. And what we do is we hire agents, we hire independent contractors, and we train them, we educate them, we motivate them, we inspire them to go out there to hustle the muscle, earn their pillow, and knock on doors. And that's the dirty word that nobody wants to do. It's door to door. Now, some of you guys may say, I don't want to go door to door. And I'm going to say, listen, at the end of the day, there's nothing greater than getting in front of a customer face to face and letting them know what's up, what kind of value you can add to their family or to their business. Okay? That's the best way to actually create business. As a matter of fact, back in the day, that's how most business was done before the internet came. So a lot of you guys may not understand that, but door to door is a huge industry. Okay? 90% of companies utilize door to door. I'm talking about the big companies that are very successful. They understand that face to face interaction is the best form of selling. Okay? This doesn't mean they don't work on internet and all the stuff that's out there with digital marketing. It just means that it's an avenue that's very, very lucrative, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. Number two is leaving some kind of marketing material, okay? Leaving some stickies, maybe some business cards, some door hangers on people's doors and making sure that you actually pick up the phone when they call you, having a system for that, okay? That's number two. Not my favorite, but it's part of the process. If you're actually gonna go door to door, you might as well leave some stickies, leave some cards, leave some kind of leave behind information so they can actually call you back so you can close those deals whenever they're ready. Number three is to set up appointments, okay? Set up appointments from those leads that you get, whether you knocked on the door, whether there's those stickies, and actually follow up with those people and close those deals, okay? During non-prime hours. What I mean by that is if you're gonna go out there and set up an appointment at, let's say, 3 o'clock when you're supposed to be out there in the field grinding or actually taking care of your business or actually, you know, doing work for your job, that is stupid. Do it outside of the non-prime times. Set up appointments outside of those areas, okay? Outside of those time frames. Number four, get referrals from customers. People you already know, people that already have the service, people that already enjoy the product, people that you actually signed up, people that actually bought your product or service in the past couple of months, couple of weeks, or a couple of days. You want to get referrals out of them because they're excited. And if somebody likes something, they're going to recommend it to their friends and family. You might as well tap into that network. Okay? If you're afraid to ask for a referral, you are crazy. That is free money sitting in the palm of their hands. You just gotta grab it and take it from. They're gonna give it to you for free. Now, what I like to do is give all my referrals, all my customers, a $25 gift card, a $50 gift card, some type of reward so that they can actually feel comfortable and happy to think about me all throughout the day, because they're gonna be, oh, wait a minute, Michael gives me $50. If I just tell my friend Joanne to kind of talk to Mike and she signs up, I'll get $50. So they'll actually go the extra mile to talk to their friend about your business, about your product, about your service, because of the fact there's a referral system in place, all right? Number five is to sign up your friends, your family, your neighbors, and anyone that you actually know in your network, okay? Sometimes people are afraid to talk to their friends, to talk to their family, to talk to their cousin about their business, about their job. To me, that's ridiculous. If you have a job, if you have a business, if you are an entrepreneur, if you're a solopreneur, if you actually have a marketing company, or if you're an independent contractor, or you work in a multi-level marketing company, you should be telling everybody about your business. You should be telling everyone about your job, whatever it is, because you want to help your company grow, or you want to help your friend's company grow, whatever it may be. You just want to help the company grow. And if you're not going to talk to your cousin, your mom, or your brother about it because you're embarrassed about what you do, then obviously you have something you're doing wrong. It's either unethical or you're hurting people. Maybe that's why. But at the end of the day, you should be excited about where you're working. You should be excited about telling your friends and family to help you with your business and get some sales in the process. Okay? Number six is posting marketing material on social media. Using social media has helped me tremendously. Posting on my Instagram, my Facebook, talking about my podcast, stuff like that has tremendously changed everything for my company. I have recruited people, I've met people, I've networked with people all because of social media. For some of you guys, you don't even have a Facebook, you don't even have an Instagram. It's okay. Start today. Build it today. You want to build your network today because you may meet someone that may meet someone that may meet someone else, and that'll be the deal of a lifetime for you. So don't forget about social media. Don't be a sleeper on it. It is the now. It is not the future. It is the now. Okay. Number seven is one of my favorites, because I'm actually gonna be working on that soon, is having leads come to you through digital marketing. There's a lot of ways to create Facebook ads and all these different funnels where leads come to you, where people want to sign up because of what you're offering them in a value add, you know, a advertisement. They actually click on your ad and they actually want to give you their information so you can talk to them and close them on their situation, on their problem, because they need something, they need your service, they need your product. And having leads come to you through digital marketing is one of the lucrative ways to create $1 million plus revenue for your company or for yourself. Number eight is cold call leads. So many people are afraid to pick up the goddamn phone and just call random numbers that you got on your table, whether it's through leads, whether it's through digital marketing, doesn't matter. Pick up the freaking damn phone and start dialing that sucker. Okay, and start talking to people and start letting people know about your business and offering them a solution to their problem. Okay, once again, these are eight ways to sell a product or a service. And I went through it really, really quickly because I don't want you to overwhelm you with knowledge, man. I just want to give you a little bit, just to boom, 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 get it done. Eight ways. There's probably a million, but these are probably the top eight, in my opinion, that can help you create success. So let's go over them one more time. Number one is knocking on doors, door to door. Number two is leaving some kind of information when you're actually knocking on the doors. Number three, getting appointments and follow-ups during the non-prime hours when you're actually getting those leads. Number four is getting referrals from customers, so people that you know, or people that you already have, you know that have the product or service. Number five, sign up friends, family, neighbors, anyone that's in your network. Number six, post marketing material on social media. Okay, number seven, have leads come to you through digital marketing. And number eight is the cold call leads. All right, obviously today is a very short episode. I want you guys to get this information, share this information with a lot of your friends, a lot of your family, to let them know that they are in business, whether they're an accountant, whether they're a doctor or a lawyer, they still need clients, they still need their product sold, they still are working for a company, they still want to create value for the company. And that's the best way to do that, through these eight different types of ways to sell or market a product or service. Have a good one, guys, and enjoy your Monday. And as you guys know, every single Monday, we bring to you nothing but the truth and spit fire. Okay? Have a good one, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.